On an earlier audio feature of PSSI Talk, I spoke with numerous organisations from Wales when we visited the Site Village exhibition in Cardiff. In today's feature, we go north of the border as I speak to a member of one of Scotland's leading sight loss charities. Can you tell me a little bit about your role within Sight Scotland?
Yeah, of course. So my name's Colin Hilditch. I'm head of community services in Sight Scotland. And community services, Sight Scotland's way of trying to reach more people who are affected by vision impairment. So we provide a family wellbeing support line with a team of community workers that can also do home visits. And we also provide up in Edinburgh a rehabilitation and mobility service locally for Edinburgh, East Lothian and Mid Lothian. So doing all kinds of work in terms of rehabilitation. So that's my role, working with colleagues both in the support services and in the executive.
Tell me a little bit more about what Sight Scotland do in the overall.
Yeah, of course. So Sight Scotland are a national charity in Scotland that provide help and support to people with vision impairment in a number of ways. So they provide specialist accommodation and care for adults and children. We have learning and life skills being delivered through the Royal Blind School in Edinburgh. We have, as part of our charity, the Scottish Braille Press, which provides accessible formats for printed material, both Braille and audio. And we have a research arm which funds work with the Royal College of Surgeons and Edinburgh University, looking at how we improve the outcomes for eye disease. We've also got a sister charity. Mm-hmm. Our sister charity is called Sight Scotland Veterans, used to be called Scottish War Blinded. And that was actually set up just after the First World War to support soldiers who had been blinded in service. So they support armed forces veterans in Scotland who have sight loss. That's unrelated to their time in service. So anybody that's had, who's been connected or been served in the armed forces and has sight loss, would get support from our sister charity, Sight Scotland Veterans, including people that have served and done national service. That's what that charity does. And the charity shares a lot of service delivery. So we are regularly collaborating and working, often with the same clients as they move from one service to another. But if that service was, for example, supporting somebody with a forces history, but their spouse or their family members didn't have that connection but were still needing support, then we could support them in the family wellbeing service.
Good work that's going on up there, yeah. So how is all that funded?
Yeah, so the funding's a combination. The school, for example, would get funding as a specialist school, get some funding from Scottish Government, but also funding from local government fees. A number of our services under contract to local authority. But we have a good chunk of grant funding as well from, you know, supporters of the charity, which we're obviously really grateful for all our donors and people that help us. It'd just be like, you know, partially sighted society.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
There's grant funding that comes in and donated funding that comes in.
Yeah.
That you're massively grateful for because it makes a big difference. So that would include local individual donations right up to sort of lottery fund funding. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some charity self-funding. So Scottish Braille Press that I mentioned has got a commercial aspect to it, and it will generate some money that can then be used elsewhere in the charity. So a combination of funding.
So you've mentioned with Sight Scotland Veterans, but who can access Sight Scotland?
So it's not the official tagline, but I like to say it's for all ages and all stages of sight loss, because it's an easy way for me to remember it. So we have, you know, the school, the Royal Blind School, which caters for children and young people. We're supporting children and young people in mainstream schools as well. We're trying to work with children, young adults in the transition stage when they leave school. And then the adult service provision, I suppose, is where community services comes in, helping individuals affected by sight loss. But not only those individuals, it's not just for them, it's for the individuals that surround them. So their family members, their parents, grandparents, sons, daughters, aunts, uncles. Because our research showed a couple of years ago when we set that service up that while the individual often did have good support from the sector, often the people around them had less support. And there's a lot of emotional support that we give. A lot of our calls are about emotional support, or just about advice about how do people cope? What's the best thing to do for the relative? Obviously, it's services based for people in Scotland, and I know you guys are based down south, but equally you'll have, I'm sure, people that contact you who are based in Scotland, so it's good for them to know that we're here.
Like you mentioned, there's a lot of crossover in people who you can access your services, so would you like to tell them about any events that are coming up that might be suitable for them?
Yeah, well, I think there's The easiest way for them to contact us if they're looking for help or support is a free phone number, and it's tagged to every page of the website. But I can give you the number now if that
Yes,
suits.
please. That'd be great.
So the free phone number is 0800 024 8973, and what that will do is connect you to a member of our family well-being team, Monday to Friday 9 till 5, and they just start from the position of how can they help. So we're not asking you to fill in boxes. We're not prejudging anybody's situation. We're just starting how can we help. And often we can help and solve things on the phone. Sometimes we'll be signposting to people to get some more local face-to-face support. We may be internally referring it to South Scotland Veterans. We may be taking it down a warm referral path with people that we're collaborating with, whether that's Age Scotland or Guide Dogs or Red Cross or a lot of the other stakeholder companies and organisations that we're trying to work with in a collaborative way. That's probably the easiest way to contact. In terms of things that are coming up, that probably in terms of event-wise, we're doing a fair amount of sort of fundraising. So the team is involved in the Kilt Walk here in Scotland. So if you've heard of the Kilt Walk, it's a fairly big charity event open to all charities. What we're trying to do differently with that for the one in Edinburgh in September is get a number of clients along as well. So we've got a number of people with sight loss to come and walk with members of staff and make it a real sort of a community event. And they in turn, obviously their friends and family are open to do that as well. And that will, I think, it's just another, a small piece of the jigsaw about keeping the profile of vision impairment, the profile of sight loss as high as it can. I'm trying to recruit at the moment to my team some community activity workers. And those workers will be tasked with going out and working in the community with also local community groups, whether people have an interest in just having a cuppa and a chat, or whether they want to do tandem cycling or crochet or knitting or whatever it is they want to do, just try and increase. And we know that'll take some time, but we're kind of determined to do it is to build up this network of community groups that can offer people peer support, as well as getting support from organizations like yourself, and organizations like us, that they get support from other people who've experienced the same thing. So if you're, faced with the diagnosis of macular degeneration, it's good for you to talk to somebody else who's also been through that diagnosis and how they've coped and what benefited them and what worked for them.
Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Colin. It's been greatly appreciated.
Well, that's absolutely welcome. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your audience. I've had a look at the work you're doing, and that's all great work as well. And it's great to have these sort of linkages with other sight loss organisations across the UK, and find out that we can collaborate and keep people in a sort of warm process regardless of who they contact. I think that's important, rather than people getting frustrated trying to find out where they can get help.
Colin Hilditch there of Sight Scotland. And as Colin mentioned earlier, you can get in contact with them by phoning their free phone helpline on 0800 024 8973. 0800 024 8973. Alternatively, you can find out more information by visiting their website, sightscotland.org.uk. There, you will also find information about their sister charity, Sight Scotland Veterans. If you have any more questions that you would like to ask us about this feature, you can always contact us at the Partially Sighted Society by calling 01302 965 195. 01302 965 195.